Welcome to Football Twaddle. This is Tanuj Baru and tonight's guests are no one, because we are all original hosts. It's Saruman.
What's up?
And Kumar Kanav.
What's up?
And I am back.
Okay, can you please continue now?
It's been a while.
A week?
So, what's up? Watford destroying two of its London oppositions. Okay. I think that's a good match to start with.
No. We should start.
Fine. I saw it only till halftime. And then I was like, okay. I didn't know that Chelsea were the real cojones FC.
Chelsea displayed some massive cojones.
Massive. Elephant-sized cojones.
Exactly. Especially Azpilicueta.
Yeah, where did he come from, man?
I know. Look at Kumar Kanav. He's just wondering, what if he was in Arsenal?
No, Kumar is still stuck on the question if the ball hit Azpi or Azpi hit the ball.
Yeah, but why are we talking Chelsea first? Shouldn't we be talking Ronald Koeman?
Let's just go with the flow, man.
Oh, all right, man. Okay, fine. First game then, Chelsea.
Chelsea, Watford. Didn't anyone ask Deeney this time, like,
where were Richarlison's cojones?
Yeah. But he has a ready-made answer.
What?
He would say that I couldn't play to my strengths and they played to their strengths.
But where did the cojones go?
He had the cojones.
Ab kahan gaye cojones Bhosidi ke?
He had the cojones, but he just played a team with better cojones. Not the cojones also.
So everyone has cojones except Arsenal.
Yeah.
And everyone else.
Football
is...
was a game of cojones.
Yeah.
It's a ball game after all.
Wow.
Anyway. So that's one London club that won.
Against another London club.
So that wasn't a surprise. I wonder if they were taking bets on that.
Which one?
Or London club to win today.
No, what nonsense.
It could have been a draw also, right? So.
Oh, talking about bets, there's one a funny bet placed on the Arsenal-Everton game.
Yeah.
So one Everton fan placed a 1,000-1 odds bet on an Everton fan holding a dog punching Peter Cech.
A dog?
Yeah, because of what happened. Yeah.
It was holding a... The other guy was holding a baby,
yeah,
right?
That's why. So you have to innovate, right?
And how much was the bet?
£1.
He bet
but the odds are 1,000 to 1, so...
And he lost it. Poor guy.
What if he could have won?
Is that the reason Koeman lost?
If you're listening to this, Football Twaddle is ready to reimburse that £1 back to you.
Yeah. We'll give you the interest, 1.12.
Oh,
shit.
Indian interest. I don't think...
For annum wala.
Yeah.
Yeah, so since we're anyway talking about Arsenal versus Everton, did Arsene Wenger magically strike up this Sanchez, Lacazette and Ozil partnership suddenly?
No, apparently Wenger has finally seen how well these guys are jabbing on the training ground.
Yes, Wenger was waiting for his birthday to throw the big party.
Yeah,
you can't bring out the big guests every time and then, you know.
Exactly.
So like Wenger once said, if you're used to having caviar every week,
oh yeah,
you can't go back to sausages.
Oh. Man.
So that's why now he's
arrogant prick, this Wenger.
That's why he doesn't do it every week now. Like,
but
ek bar acha game dekho.
Do you think this is what Ozil's audition for United and Sanchez's audition for City?
Those auditions usually happen against the club itself.
No, they don't.
Yes. Like Ronaldo for Sporting Lisbon.
Against Man U.
Yeah.
But Sporting is like a different
and
thing.
And
right?
Harry Kane against Madrid in the midweek.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was so good.
Definitely going there.
Or Lovren against...
everyone.
Chennai FC.
Yeah.
That was an audition for Chennai FC probably.
Yes, so now Arsenal is playing City on the 5th of November, right?
Yes. Speaking of future fixtures, I think United's next 5 matches are crazy, man.
United play Spurs next and then Chelsea.
Yeah, but they'll hold Spurs to a draw. If
and then 4 games later they face Arsenal.
Who is facing Arsenal?
United.
Again? Oh, Arsenal. Yeah, but Arsenal is not a big team, right? We're talking about like the top ones.
I thought we were talking about the top 6, top 5.
Poor Everton. I still feel so bad for them. Those guys thought they can beat Arsenal and get to at least like 6th spot.
Yeah, when Rooney scored.
Oh,
and
Rooney.
We do remember that name.
Yes. And then whatever happens.
Yeah, then the scoreline changes.
Exactly.
From 1-0 to 4-1.
Yeah, what happened, man? Why? Are any of you feeling bad for Ronald Koeman?
No.
Not really.
Some sort of sympathy.
He spent so much money and then... He couldn't start Nias every game.
He spent so much money and he couldn't start Nias, who was already there.
Yeah.
So what went wrong with Ronald Koeman? Why?
I think when you bring in 8 first team players in the team, 8 changes into a team, it's too much. It takes players, 1, 2, 3
but
players.
But there was
still
no way on earth Sigurdsson and Rooney could play together ever.
But they played well in preseason.
No.
Of course they did.
Against who? Sigurdsson came almost the last day. Yeah. What well did he
and
play?
And what a goal
he
scored, man.
Like
from
one match.
Instant impact, I'd say.
But that is again, you know, a very immobile player.
Immobile?
Immobile.
That is what Everton need.
This is such a freewheeling conversation. There's no structure to what we are doing even right now.
If Moshiri is hearing us, go for Immobile.
Did you hear
we have
that?
A podcaster cutting his nails with scissors right now.
Guess which one?
Yeah. But did you see the statement that Everton released?
No.
They're like CEO of the club or the chairman or whatever.
Huh.
And majority shareholder.
Really? So both
so
of
CEO
them,
and the majority shareholder.
Both were in agreement.
Yeah. Like,
that Koeman has to go.
That's like saying that, what's his name? Narayan Murthy.
Yes.
And the board. And the board.
Agreed.
That Sikka should leave.
For our Cambodian listeners.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That company.
Sikka is like Indian Bill Gates.
Yeah, they're not even hiring anymore. So it doesn't matter.
If
so,
you're planning on learning English and, you know, going for IT, don't.
What are we going on about? Who is going to replace Koeman?
Is it going to be Big Sam? Where is Big Sam?
Nowhere.
Is he enjoying his retirement?
No, he wants to actively come back. Right?
There is one manager who's done it in, you know,
in
Merseyside.
Everton. Yeah, but it's...
No, not in Everton, in Merseyside before.
Brendan! But is there even, like, are there initial, what are the bets, odds? Like,
he just got sacked today morning, what... You want initial contact already?
Boss, no, whenever Jose gets sacked, we all know Gusevic is coming. There's like some 2-1 already going on.
Yeah, they don't have a Gusevic.
In fact, I think
there's always a 2-1 going on.
Yeah, at Chelsea. At the 70th minute, their phone calls going to Gusevic against Watford also. Ki, boss, what are you doing for next 6 months? He's already on his way back.
But apparently Conte heard over that call and
so
made a few
like,
changes.
Just like, you know, Chelsea has like 3 reserve teams.
Yeah.
We also have 3 reserve managers.
But dude, Chelsea is a model club. You should always have someone like Gus Hiddink just saying like, I'll do no other job. I'll come like 6 months every 3 years.
Yeah, we have Henry.
He's not a manager.
He's ready to come whenever we ask him.
But why would you
as
get him?
You get managers, we get players.
To play?
Yeah.
He wants to play even now?
He would if Wenger asked him.
He'd play better than...
Come on, Baru. Who would Henry...
Walcott. Much better than Walcott.
Henry would play better than Walcott even now.
Actually, Henry will play better than Welbeck, definitely.
Definitely, yes.
Walcott may still have pace on his side, which Henry might have lost.
Fuck, come on.
But definitely better than Welbeck, man.
Real, come
yes.
on. That is just bullshit.
Just call us biased, man.
would you rather have Bergkamp come right now and
no,
play?
Not Bergkamp. Bergkamp is not fit.
Yeah, but Henry is.
Henry
is fitter
right?
than Bergkamp.
You think Steven Gerrard can come to Liverpool now?
Yeah,
and replace who?
Everyone.
He'll do much better than Henderson even now.
Yes.
Yeah, but apparently Henderson's stats are like out of this world, man.
Yeah, right. The passing stats.
Passing and key take-ons and tackles and shit.
But who is he tackling?
Everyone.
Like,
why is everyone like an answer game for everything?
Because everyone's losing all the time now.
How did Liverpool like not lose to Arsenal, man? That's so annoying.
Yeah.
No,
with that
how match, did Lovren play well against Arsenal is the question.
He didn't play well, that's the thing. Arsenal played worse.
So relatively he did play well, right?
He didn't play well by his standards.
Okay, there are some stats, no, that Brendan like...
Yeah, so there's some stats. I think Klopp is 144 games in to his Liverpool career right now.
And
at the same point, Brendan Rodgers was 4 points more than Klopp in his first 144 games. Benitez was 3 points more than Klopp.
Yeah, but
and you know Liverpool also crossed a milestone. They've become the sixth
or
team
seventh.
In the sixth team in the Premier League to concede 1,000 goals.
Who are the other 5?
All these Watfords and
can't be Watford. They're not in half the time. They're not in the
West
Premier
Brom,
League
probably.
But oh, in the Premier League,
yeah,
Liverpool
in the Premier
are...
League, yeah.
Or
so
division.
Must be Chelsea, Everton.
No, I think Everton is there because Everton again has Everton's become the first team in the Premier League to ever concede 100 goals against one single team.
What are the bets that Klopp is going to lose his job this
and go to Everton?
Not go to Everton this year.
I think it is very likely to happen. So they've been thrashed by City, they've been thrashed by
Tottenham.
Now Chelsea still to come.
But what will Chelsea do? Chelsea will always concede 2 goals. Looks like against Roma they conceded 3.
Yeah, but then they can also see Tottenham conceded a goal. If they can score 4 or 5. So as Arsenal fans, we know the stigma of a 4-goal or a 5-goal beating.
What about Lloris' save to like deny Coutinho?
Lloris'
Lloris is, you know, I think one of the best keepers in the league.
But I think he made that save extra stylish.
Yeah, it was a bit for the cameras.
Or do you think he jumped too early in anticipation and misjudged the whole kick?
No.
But then, imagine how quick his thinking was.
Yeah.
Still
he that he's changed her, like, midway and...
Why won't Arsenal bid for Lloris now?
I'm sure since he's French, they must have bid for him.
Yeah, they have tried for him a couple of times, but...
Nothing happened. Where does Liverpool go? Are they, like... I think Klopp said that we are still in the title.
Yeah, I think they're still in the top 10. And they will finish. I think they might finish in the top 10.
Chelsea is 9 points below City.
Yes.
And Liverpool is how many points below City? About 11, 12. Have they even won a Premier League game since Oxlade-Chamberlain's gone in?
Yeah, I think they won one.
And Montreal has now scored more goals than Chamberlain.
In the Premier League.
So that's
something. Yeah, so Liverpool is 12 points behind.
Behind City.
City. So guess how many points is Arsenal behind Chelsea?
4.
0.
What?
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, but they're 9 points behind City. So, what are you feeling so proud of?
Chelsea is 4th.
So?
Top 4.
Baby. Dude, you always know Arsenal is going to like... In December, it's gone. Then in March, when they have lost everything, they will make this amazing run, give you guys hopes. And then they'll buy some dude.
It's better than buying no dudes.
It's like the expectations are so low. And Slaven Bilic, when is he going to... Oh, let's start taking bets.
I think next is Slaven Bilic.
Yeah,
let's take bets on which day.
Eddie Howe is also, you know, still in 19.
He's after Bilic. Let's move in the order, no? First, Bilic will go now.
So, okay, so let's move by the table. So 20th, Crystal Palace already sacked.
And Hodgson's here.
Yeah.
Next,
19th, Bournemouth.
Yeah, but Eddie Howe's
done well,
so
well, yeah.
Till Jan he'll get time.
18th, Everton, Koeman gone.
Fuck. 17th.
Stoke City.
No, they won't fire Mark Hughes. Not till Jan,
not
at least.
Not till Jan, yeah.
Next.
16th is West Ham.
Yeah,
it is going to
I
be
was
Bilic.
Reading that Walter Mazzari has already been sounded out for the West Ham job. So it may very well be that by next Monday...
We have a new manager to talk
for about. West Ham. Yes. And then after that, who is there?
Swansea is there.
Nah, they just sacked last year. They just got him last year.
Yeah, and then 14th Leicester City already.
Already sacked. Fuck, this is like so weird.
So, I was just checking the odds right now. Favourite to get sacked next is Slaven Bilic.
Yes.
Followed by Sean Dyche. Dyche.
Yeah, but Dyche. Then he may be... Will he be sacked? Or will he take up... Will he take up the Everton job? That's not exactly being sacked.
Yeah, to leave the club, basically.
Huh.
Then there's Mark Hughes. And surprise, surprise, it's Antonio Conte.
Conte is going to leave.
Yeah. That
the thing is, apparently, the players are not enjoying the trading methods and everything. They're finding it too harsh.
Dude, Chelsea.
What is this, like the Real Housewives of London or something?
Such a dude's club, Chelsea is, no. They found Jose's training. Like,
yeah,
Hazard was...
training's hard and then there are racist people.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened.
Sleeping with their teammates' wives.
Yeah.
Don't talk, speak bad about Captain
and then
League
it's
legend.
Pellegrino.
For Southampton?
Yes.
They won 1-0. What's
Eddie
their problem?
Tony Pulis. Paul Clement.
Yeah. Our man is on his own.
David Wagner. Roy Hodgson.
Also talking about...
Roy Hodgson just came, right?
Yeah. He's already on the...
Roy Hodgson...
He's already above Wenger.
He's already above Benitez, Klopp, Wenger.
So who has the least odds
Whoa,
of...
Whoa, so Wenger's actually... There are more chances of him getting sacked than Chris Hughton.
Wenger has chances of getting sacked
like,
more
no,
than Chris Hughton.
So it's 40-1 for Wenger.
And Hughton is?
Hughton and Marco Silva are 50-1.
Whoa.
Mourinho is 66.
And
Pochettino is 100. And so is Guardiola.
So the safest manager...
Wenger actually has double the chances of leaving according to the bookies.
No, but then, you know, he might just leave because of his contract situation also.
Who?
Wenger.
Dude, he'll definitely stay for the next 20.
What contract situation does he have?
Wenger's definitely staying for the next 20 EPL games because then he's going to surpass
Ferguson.
In yet another start.
Yeah.
So he would have managed the most number of Premier League games,
yeah.
By any manager ever.
Ever. And closest is...
Jose.
No. Mark Hughes.
Oh yeah, shit. You
who's like 300 games away or something.
Yeah, but Mark Hughes probably will reach 1,000. But Wenger will still be here at Arsenal. So
yeah.
What's Wenger's win percentage?
Probably like 56-66.
No way, please.
Yeah,
no.
It'll be around 50.
Highest has to be either Mourinho or Ferguson.
At
in the Premier League.
Nay, like what do you think is their start?
59-60%.
But I think Wenger would be like 55.
Wenger's 50 plus.
Huh. Yeah, but he would be third in this list in terms of percentage.
Wenger's 57.8.
Really? Yeah. And who's higher than him? Yes, Baru, tell us.
So, Wenger's 57.5 as on 30th December 2016.
But who is the highest, man?
Mancini is 61.
And how many games? Mancini was there only for like two seasons.
Ancelotti is 63 with 76 games.
Put a qualifier of 500 games minimum.
Wow. Wenger's
then even Mourinho won't count, man.
Yeah,
Mourinho's 64.8 with 230 games.
230? He's managed how many seasons? This is 7th season in Premier League. 38 into 7, haan, utna hi hota hai. Shit, Wenger's managed 1000 games. Not 1000.
Ferguson, 65.2 in 810 games.
That is. And Wenger is.
Guardiola, 66.7.
In like 30.
And Antonio Conte.
But they're all 40.
Is 83.3.
What's Mark Hughes? That would be interesting.
Okay. Martin Jol, 37.1. Slaven Bilic, 39.3.
Fucker, just say Mark Hughes. We'll move on.
Sven Goran Eriksson, 39.5.
Oh, Man City.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Robert
Di
Matteo.
Man, I
mean, that was Mark Hughes was there Anderson, then.
Then Eriksson was there.
So there was a Mark Hughes connect to that.
Well done. Yeah, Leiby. You tell us, Mr. Kumar Khanna, what about newly promoted teams?
He's not in the top 40.
All the three newly promoted clubs, they've been doing pretty well. You know, Newcastle is 7th, Brighton is 12th, Huddersfield is 11th.
So which team? Which team would you rather see go down among these three?
I would actually prefer Newcastle going down. Huddersfield and Brighton are very good teams. I like their games.
Please.
The way they play.
How pretentious. I love how Huddersfield play. What nonsense.
Wait, let me just take a puff from my pipe and then continue.
Jolly good day, good sir.
Yeah, but Newcastle are getting new owners.
Yes.
So Benitez,
like we discussed last week.
Exactly.
Are we putting in a bet?
No, we are not. But what's the bet on Benitez being fired by the summer?
I don't think so. I don't think he'll be fired.
It seems the person who is probably will buy Newcastle, she runs a fund which basically has $30 billion of Middle Eastern money.
What are the odds of Newcastle becoming another Man City?
What are the odds that Jose Mourinho is going to Newcastle after Man United?
And taking all of Mino Raiola's players with him.
Yeah, all of them. Zlatan will still be playing then.
So we'll finally get a Mino Raiola 11.
No, he manages so few players.
He actually has like a pretty good starting 11.
Ibrahimovic, Pogba,
Lukaku.
Don't make me open that article also.
Why don't you bookmark it and send 4G. It to us?
Lindelof is also, I think.
No, not me. Lindelof came from Portugal. You think Mendes would leave anyone from Portugal coming out? Yeah, so talking about Manchester United, who played better over the weekend? Lovren or Lindelof?
I think Lindelof was just better.
Slightly.
Slightly. Because Lovren only got 30 minutes to make
his
blunders.
Wanted him to prove over the 90 minutes.
If he played over 90 minutes, he would have made even more errors.
So his errors per minute ratio.
If there in yeah. In does Opta have errors per minute ratio?
I think we should set up a rival site which does have errors per minute.
Some stupid fuck all stats.
Oh, speaking of
stupid fuck all stats.
Raiola.
Yeah, let's list Mino Raiola's
keeper
11.
Donnarumma.
Fuck.
In the defense you have Ignacio Abate, Maxwell, Bartosz Salomon, Rodrigo Eli, and Paul Pogba in the midfield.
That's
Henrik Mkhitaryan.
Yes, like
Blaise Matuidi. Romelu Lukaku.
Ibrahimovic.
I don't know who this one is. Giacomo Bonaventura.
You don't know Bonaventura? What nonsense.
I don't watch Serie A, man.
You don't have to watch Serie A. You have to watch
Milan.
Milan!
That's shout out to Azim Bhaiya.
such a stupid week when you just keep firing everyone. We don't even know what to talk about.
So do you think that team was better? Or does Jorge Mendes have a better team?
What's his team?
David De Gea, Otamendi, Coentrão, Thiago Silva.
Oh, come on.
It's all Portugal basically.
No, but...
And some Brazil.
Pepe.
Pepe.
Renato Sanchez.
Oh.
Angel Di Maria. Moutinho.
Ronaldo.
Diego Costa, James Rodriguez. Oh fuck. Oh, and Ronaldo.
And Ronaldo.
And
oh yeah,
Ronaldo.
I didn't see the last
definitely
one. There was an ad in the middle. Ronaldo versus Zlatan.
Definitely beating Raiola's side.
No, but Raiola has Zlatan.
But Zlatan
can't play in defense.
But Zlatan will score all the goals. Fine, Jorge Mendes wins like 6-5 or something.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Such a sad podcast.
Yeah,
this
we're really disappointed that Koeman is left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our emotions betray us.
And there is the Capital One Cup in the midweek.
It doesn't matter.
There was a Europa League also last week.
Nah, we're not talking about it, please.
But Arsenal had a really amazing game against erstwhile champions.
Belgrade.
Red Star
Red
Belgrade.
Star.
Did they
Red
win?
Star.
Of course they did.
Giroud scored a...
Astana, a screamer Astana. With his left foot.
A falling over bicycle
kick. And apparently Wenger said that Giroud actually came up to him and told him, I'm going to score a goal.
Hmm.
And then he went
and he
scored a goal.
Wow, why can't you just say that for the every game for Wenger?
Feel
then?
Me, I think.
Because Wenger doesn't play him.
Because he is, what do you call that?
Caviar.
Man, how many managers has Wenger seen out in Premier League? He must have seen out most.
Everyone.
he's seen even like Fergie gone.
He must have seen like at least 40 managers or something, man.
That's only Chelsea. I'm talking about other teams also. Like, if you take West Ham and everyone, he's taken out so many people.
Yeah, some clubs, like, do it twice a season or something, man.
Hey, what happened to Crystal Palace, by the way, over the weekend?
Crystal Palace was playing...
They definitely lost.
Yes, sir. To who?
Oh, here's another
Newcastle, right?
Statement that Wenger has made. Speaking of a non-structured podcast.
Yes.
Wenger now expects female managers in the Premier League.
What's the basis
of
it?
Soon.
Crystal Palace lost to Newcastle.
Oh yeah, there was this incident in the match where since Kabaye is back in the Premier League,
mm-hmm.
he's facing Newcastle.
Uh-huh.
No, against
Newcastle.
And his whole PSG thing didn't go down well with these guys.
With Newcastle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So when they scored a goal, Jonjo Shelvey actually like celebrated in front of Kabaye when he's like fallen on the floor. And
really?
So, yeah, he celebrated and he ran off. So apparently he might get sanctioned, like a fine, banned or something for that.
Who, Shelby?
Yeah.
For what?
For celebrating and
in front of
inciting Kabaye. The opposition.
Is it like the same Adebayor thing where he ran to Arsenal fans?
More than Adebayor, I think it's like, I don't know, there's a more recent incident. Can't think of it right now. But there definitely was.
What, Lukaku celebrating against Everton? But he was just
celebrating. That was, yeah, for the fans and...
Yeah, that Adebayor thing was the biggest thing, right?
Running all the way across.
Exactly.
Emulating Henry.
Oh. Jonjo Shelvey, man. That guy, when will he ever fucking learn? He's like gone.
But he must have become such a fan favorite now.
Who?
Jonjo Shelvey.
No, they hate him.
He's doing such an awesome...
Dude, they hate his fucking guts. He got that red card and you must have seen the abuses he got. So it doesn't really matter. Anyway, so sad Koeman's gone.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about on this sad day?
No, I just miss school.
Yeah, it makes Arsenal look so good. Oh, wait, what is this stat? Arsenal has beaten Everton the most times in Premier League history.
Yeah. Arsenal has also scored 100 goals against Everton. The highest by any team against any team.
Jeez, that is...
Wow, talk about bunnies, man.
I know.
Yeah, talk about bunnies.
Rooney's
goal was his 15th against Arsenal.
15th? In how many seasons in Premier League?
I was this close to putting Rooney in my team, but then I realized I already used my free transfers.
Yeah. Who were your strikers?
Abraham.
Because he scored in the last week.
Last 4 weeks, man.
So he didn't score this weekend,
no.
Right? Yeah.
Law of averages caught up finally. But
that's my problem with Lukaku. It's time to kick him out.
Yeah, please do. And
if you're kicking him out, then I'm keeping
him.
Yeah,
fuck,
even
no! But
guys,
I
pro tip, Saru is getting Lukaku out, trying to make him a triple captain.
But I had Harry Kane.
I'm actually going to do this now. I'll make Lukaku my triple captain, just to prove a point.
Yeah, let's do it. Anyway, you and I are not going to win anything.
Yeah, I'm still on zero.
And Kumar Khanna, for all his seriousness, is 2 points above me. Oh, and so anyway, last comments. Who's going to replace Koeman?
I'll say it's going to be Big Sam.
Big Sam.
He'll get him out of nowhere. Pull him out of a hat.
I don't know. I think it might be someone from out of the Premier League.
Stop giving generic answers. Give a name.
I don't have a name.
So just guess a name. It's not like whatever you say is ever going to come true. Just guess any name.
Brendan Rodgers.
Brendan. Oh, imagine if David Moyes goes back. Moyes has never spent money in his life. Even he'll be kicked out in 6 months. And what are the odds Slaven Bilic is gone by, like, day after tomorrow? By Thursday?
5-2.
Fuck, what does that even mean? That's good odds, right? 5-2.
That means...
I know what it means, but are they good odds?
Good for whom?
For me. I'm betting that Slaven will go by Thursday. But that's huge odds, right? For someone who's under pressure.
Basically, I think the odds are on if he's going to go next or not, rather than a date or it.
He's going to go, man. I think this week he's gone after midweek.
Hmm.
On that sobering note.
It's time.
Bye, Baru.
Bye, Saru.
Bye, Kumar. I think next
bye,
time we should just like...
Oh, I just got a new match on Tinder. On that note, thank you.
Oh,
for watching.
Finally, something happy.
Something exciting
happened. Alright, bye.
Bye.
Bye.